Hi, this is Dr. Tizzell dictating a psychiatric evaluation. On a Thomas Clifford, first name Thomas, Thomas, last name Clifford, Clifford, date of birth 11/29/1947, date of evaluation 4/17/2023. New paragraph. Patient is a 75-year-old male, married for the past 44 years, with an anniversary date on 10/22/23 to be 45 years, and the parentheses, father of two children, ages 40 and 35 years old, comma, residing with his wife, comma, retired for the past 5 years, having worked in IT sales for 30 years, comma, referred for medication evaluation and management of anxiety symptoms as his former psychiatrist passed away recently, period. Patient was seen through video conferencing for which he gave consent for telehealth services, period. New paragraph. Patient stated he has been under the care of a psychiatrist, comma, Dr. Marianne Hendricks, for the past 5 years following his retirement due to symptoms of anxiety, period. He stated initially he had increased anxiety during the middle of the night, keeping him up at night, period. He initially had been prescribed on Klonopin up to 2 milligrams a day, but this was gradually decreased to his current usage of 1 milligram at 9:30 p.m., period. He also states before midnight he takes 1 milligram of Xanax, period. Patient describes going to bed at 9:30 p.m. and getting up at 9 a.m., period. However, he describes periodically waking up in the middle of the night due to stomach issues, comma, mainly flatulence, for which he gets up and takes Gas-X, period. He also describes sometimes periodically getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, period. However, he states overall he has no problems falling back to sleep, and when questioned as to why he needs the Xanax, he more so stated that's the way it had been prescribed, but he is agreeable to working on cutting back all of his medications, period. Patient denies any current sleep disturbances, period. He describes his appetite as being stable, though ever since having had surgery for his sleep apnea, which involved throat tightening, he has tendency for bloating issues as well as flatulence, and therefore he finds this sometimes disruptive in the middle of the night for his sleeping issues, period. Patient describes having a good relationship with his family, period. He describes playing golf once a week, period. Enjoys socializing with friends, period. He also enjoys reading a lot, period. Patient denies any alcohol usage since the pandemic. As he states, during that time, he did not go out and socialize as much, period. He denies any illicit substance usage, period. Patient describes overall doing well and leading a comfortable lifestyle with a goal to come off the Klonopin and or Xanax in a safe manner, period. He states overall his anxiety is now better under control, period. New paragraph, psychiatric history, no reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, period, no reported history of suicide attempts, period, no reported history of aggressivity, period. Patient stated many years ago he had briefly attended family counseling but did not go into describing the reasons for it, period. New paragraph, family / social history. Patient has one younger sister, in parentheses, 10 years his junior, end of parentheses. He stated his brother, who was a few years older than him, died a few years ago, period. He reported his brother had a history of bipolar disorder, period. He states his mother also had a history of bipolar disorder, period. He He described that his maternal aunt had committed suicide when he was a child, period. Patient denies any history of substance abuse issues in the family, period. He did report having been bullied in school as a child due to his height, period. Patient stated that he and his family used to live in Queens, period. They moved to Stony Brook in 1993, period. He had been a professional musician in the past, playing bass with some famous bands until he became 35 years old when he had his first child and wanted to have a more stable income, period. New paragraph, medical history. Patient has an allergy to Levaquin, in which he describes becoming dizzy, period. He also has a history of being allergic to swordfish, swordfish, period. Patient's primary care physician is Glenn Rosette, MD, period. Patient is 5'7", weighing 150 pounds, period. Patient is status post MI in 2005 with 7 stents, dash last one performed in 2017, period. He is prescribed on clopidogrel, and atorvastatin, period. Clopidogrel, it's spelled C-L-O-P-I-D-O-G-R-E-L, and atorvastatin, period. Patient has a history of hypertension, stable on losartan, period. History of sleep apnea diagnosed 10 years ago, and at that time underwent throat tightening with residual digestive difficulties, period. Patient was reportedly unable to tolerate the CPAP device. Therefore, this procedure was performed, period. History of bloating and flatulence prescribed on pantoprazole, period. History of arthritis for which he receives hydrocodone, acetaminophen, from his primary care physician that he takes as needed, period, usually during the day, period. History of chronic lower back pain due to, quote, bone spurs, end of quote, period. History of neuropathy in his toes with a follow-up appointment scheduled with a neurologist next week to address these issues, period. Status post left shoulder rotator cuff surgery in 2004, period. Patient attends physical therapy 2 times a week, period. He takes over-the-counter CoQ10 and B-complex, period. New paragraph, mental status exam at time of evaluation. Revealed a 75-year-old male, neatly groomed, casual attire, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, normal, productive, goal-directed, period. Mood essentially neutral, describing periods of anxiety, though mainly at night, upon awakening in the middle of the night, period. Affect appropriate, period. No sign patient denies any feelings of depression, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. Patient denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. He's awake, alert, oriented times 4, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph, diagnoses, F41.1, generalized anxiety disorder, period. New paragraph, recommendations. Patient is interested in very gradually weaning off his current medications, period. Therefore, we'll continue Klonopin 1 milligram every evening for now, for which he has, period. We'll decrease Xanax to 0.75 milligrams at HS, period. Prescription given for 0.25 milligrams of Xanax, as patient has 1 milligram tablets, which he was instructed to break in half and add the 0.25 milligrams, period. Discuss with patient alternate medication options to help him sleep at night, which he is not interested in trying at this time, comma, just wanting to get off all meds, period. We'll obtain consent for past medical records from his previous treating psychiatrist's office, period. Patients have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Patient is to return in 2 to 3 weeks, preferably in person in the office with his wife, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.